Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Continuing to examine that wonderful text in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Be faithful, dear Christian friend, in your labors for the Lord Jesus Christ. It is all too easy to grow weary, to get tired, to fail to see the encouragement that we would like to see, and therefore to give up. Don't do it. When you give up, it's almost always just a little bit too soon. I wish I could impress that upon the hearts of the young pastors that I have known who have quit too soon. I've seen that so many times. And again, we don't know. Only God can see all things, and He knows the end from the beginning, and He can tell you even the possibilities and what would happen if. He's the only one that knows that sort of thing. But I can tell you how many times I have seen pastors grow discouraged in their work and come to the conclusion that they're not accomplishing anything, that their ministry is over. You know, I'm confident that it is our adversary, the devil, who plants these thoughts in our minds. Because remember, God doesn't measure our success by numbers or by growth or by decisions for Christ or in any of these ways that are so common in our day. God measures success by faithfulness. If you are being faithful to your task as defined by the Word of God, if you are faithfully doing what God has called you to do, then you are successful. Faithfulness is success. And that's why you must not become weary in well-doing. Because if you are truly doing well, that means you are faithfully doing what God called you to do. You're doing it for Him, the right motive. You're doing it in God's way. That is, you are doing it according to the instructions of God's Word. Then you are doing well, and you can't fail. There's no way to fail. No matter what others may think, and no matter what others may expect, God is the judge, and God is the master, and God assigns His workers, and God evaluates His workers, and faithfulness is success. The only way you can fail to succeed is to be unfaithful, and that means, dear friend, that sometimes those pastors who pastor the largest churches are actually failures. Why? Because they are not being faithful to the Word of God. Not in every case. We hope in every case they are, but I can tell you that it's obvious that in many cases they are not. They have cut corners. They have compromised. They have shaved the truth. They have failed to proclaim all the counsel of God. They have shaped their message to make it popular rather than to be faithful to the truth. They have done many things which are advocated by church growth experts that do produce growth, but not spiritual growth. It's carnal. It's wood, hay, and stubble. And they've been unfaithful to the assignment that was given to them. Their assignment was to preach the Word of God faithfully, uncompromisingly. And many times when you do that, you don't have the biggest church in town. In fact, it's very rare that you do. In these days of spiritual decline and apostasy, Maybe in revival days, the most faithful preacher would have the biggest church. In these days of spiritual decline, the most faithful preacher may have the smallest church. Are you listening to me? The most faithful preacher may have the smallest church. Though usually, if he will remain faithful over a period of time, he will begin to see some blessing. But sometimes, the truth has to deal with disease and prune off the dead limbs and do a lot of house cleaning before the church can be ready to enjoy spiritual blessing. Sometimes your ministry is to tear down and to root out and to get rid of the dross and the rubbish before you can begin to build. Like Isaiah of old. Let me ask you, was Noah faithful to his assignment? Yes, he was. Was Noah a success? Yes, he was. Why? Because he was faithful. How many people did he win to Christ? Virtually zero. Maybe we can count his family. But after 120 years of preaching, when the time came to act upon the message that he had been preaching, only Noah and his wife and his three sons and their three wives got on board that ark. He had been faithful for 120 years. Therefore, he had been successful for 120 years. He was eminently successful in the eyes of God. Did he ever get discouraged? I think he probably did. Did he ever wonder if he was being successful? I'm sure there were times that he did. Did he ever think like he wasn't accomplishing anything and feel like quitting? I'm sure there were times that he did. But thank God he didn't quit. He didn't quit building that ark. And he didn't quit preaching the truth. And at the end of 120 years, he accomplished exactly what God had intended for him to accomplish. Namely, to build the ark to preserve his own family. And the rest of the world was destroyed exactly as God intended. They had been warned. They heard the truth. They refused to heed it. They experienced the judgment of God, all according to God's design. Noah was faithful. Noah was successful. Noah is one of God's greatest servants because he was faithful to his assignment. He didn't change the message. He didn't decide to build the ark a different way than the way that God told him to. He did exactly what God told him to do, and he did it faithfully and obediently for 120 years until God told him that's enough. That's success, dear friend. That is success. And let us not grow weary while doing good. It's so easy to do so. I remember probably 25 years or 30 years ago, I began to hear about ministerial burnout. Dear friends, that's a reality. Ministerial burnout. An awful lot of pastors get burned out. What does that mean? Well, they just come to the end of their resources. They just don't have any more strength, any more energy, any more zeal, any more anything. They're exhausted. And when you get burned out, it's hard to minister. I can tell you from experience, I don't know that I've ever been completely burned out because I've never quit. So far, by the help and grace of God, that doesn't mean I won't next week, but I hope not. But I have been at the same church in the same location, pursuing basically the same assignment for, it'll soon be 36 years. Next month, it'll be 36 years. And there have been times of intense discouragement, I promise you. I can think of some times when there seemed to be just an unusual amount of unrest in the church and opposition in the church and unsettledness going on and people who were not happy with the church and were not happy with the pastor of the church. That was me, and I knew it. I couldn't figure out what was going on. And I know that that affected me physically, emotionally, spiritually. I know it affected my preaching. I was not able to preach as well under those conditions as I can under more favorable conditions. And that, of course, just makes it all the worse. People are finding fault and criticizing, and you're getting burned out and getting to the end of your resources, and it's affecting your ability to minister. And so that just gives them all the more to criticize. And under those conditions, it's awful tempting to say, I'd be better off, and we usually put it this way, the church would be better off without me. I think somebody else can do a better job. I think somebody else can lead this church better than I can. I think the best thing to do is for me to resign and go someplace else, if you can find another place to go. And a lot of times you can't. And that's why an enormous number of former pastors are now selling insurance and doing all kinds of other things. Many, many men, I forget what the percentages are, but it's an enormous percentage of men who prepared for the ministry and entered the ministry and who pursued pastoral ministry for a time, sometimes just a short while before the burnout came, sometimes for a good many years before the burnout came, 10 or 15 years. You know, the pastors who continue to pastor past 15 years are the rare ones now. I think by the 15th year, far more, if I remember, and it's been a while since I've seen the statistics, but I think far more than 50% of all pastors don't last more than 15 years. Why not? Well, there are a lot of reasons, no doubt, and I'm certain that in some cases they were men who really were not called. That's always one possibility, that they mistook the call of Mama for the call of God, or the call of somebody else, Grandma, or Aunt Susie, or who knows what. So I'm sure some of them were not really called of God, and it's hard to pursue a ministry, a pastorate, which is very difficult work, if you're not really called of God and aren't certain of it. So when you're not sure of that, then you're going to bail out fairly easily, I'm sure. But many of these men are good men, God-called men, godly men, sincere men, well-prepared men, capable men, who have become discouraged and burned out because of opposition that just became greater than they could bear. I've had some dear friends that fit into that category. They just got to the place where they couldn't take it any longer. But I have seen many times when if they would just stick it out, just stay there a little bit longer. It's hard to say how long, but I'm convinced that in most cases, if you will stick it out, those hard times, those difficult times, those impossible times, just keep your shoulder to the wheel. Just keep plowing, keep plowing, keep plowing, keep plowing. Don't give up. Don't quit. Things will get better, and eventually you'll come out to a very satisfactory position, a very encouraging season of ministry, when you will be greatly encouraged, and you'll wonder why you ever even considered quitting. Oh, my dear friend, let us not grow weary while doing good. May God help us. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.